Reverend Becker is here. Let's talk about the role churches can play in discouraging violence and in preventing any type of possible backlash against Muslims. What can churches do?
Well, I think that churches can be courageous in the things that they say about groups who have been designated the other by mainstream society. I think that we can remind people that any religion, any faith that causes you to hate another group of people is probably something that you need not be a part of. And I think that we can demonstrate our faith by standing alongside people who perhaps have not found their voice yet or who need voices to stand with them.
Now, this tragedy involved three groups that are familiar targets for prejudice: gays, Latinos, and Muslims. Do churches need to be speaking out more forcefully and publicly against the rhetoric of bigotry that seems to have become so common in our public discourse, and especially in this election cycle?
Oh, absolutely. I think in this age of hyper anxiety, and when especially our young people are listening to news coverage about what's going on in the world, and they're hearing fear about Muslims and about anybody who is different, I think that people of faith need to be speaking words of love and embracing people who are different and calling out the fear when they see it. From the Christian faith perspective, the Bible talks an awful lot about not being afraid, and that our faith should make us people of love and not people of fear. And so absolutely, people need to be speaking out.
Now, we've all heard statements during the course of this election in particular that appear, at least to some, to fan the flames of prejudice. And yet these statements are being described by some as merely backlash against political correctness. Do you buy that, or do the statements represent something far more troubling?
Well, I think it's very troubling. I think it's troubling when people that we perhaps want to hold up as role models for our young people are giving messages of keeping certain people out of our country, or creating a general atmosphere of fear. And frankly, I think that, I have heard that statement too about political correctness, but how about kindness?
Political kindness would be a good thing, yeah, right?
Absolutely.
About now.
I think that you can not agree with other people, but still maintain an attitude of respect and kindness. And quite frankly, when we are talking about doing things that are completely against who our nation is, when we're talking about keeping people out and we're talking about legislating morality, I think that we need to be really, really careful with that.
There are people who look at the incident in Orlando, the tragedy, I should say, more than an incident, the tragedy in San Bernardino, and they say, thank goodness I live in Bloomington Normal. This could not happen here. But we're not inoculated against this kind of tragedy, are we?
Well, I don't think any community is. I agree with what Dave said previously, that in Bloomington Normal, we have made great strides in becoming a safe, welcoming, inclusive community. And I'm not sure where I would rate us on a hate scale, but I would say I think it can happen anywhere, because as we have seen this weekend, it takes one person with a heart full of hate to do horrible things. And so I think at every turn we have to say, absolutely not in our town.
Well, so many people came out after that, the incidents in Paris back in the fall to say that they wanted to support the Muslims in our community, that they are part of our community. Would you expect anything different tonight at the vigil at the Bistro, 316 Main Street?
Oh, I absolutely wouldn't expect anything different. I think this community has a tremendous amount of support for our brothers and sisters in the LGBTQ community. And I would expect people from many different faiths and from many different places in this community to come out and say very strongly and clearly that this is not acceptable in our community and that we will do whatever it takes to keep people safe here.
But there are churches that preach homosexuality is a sin, or that they have the one true religion. And these are both Christian churches and some Muslim sects that preach against homosexuality and deny other religions. Doesn't that risk fueling hatred?
Well, I think for people who are inclined to misunderstand the messages from their particular faith community, certainly I think that that could fuel hate. I happen to disagree with Christians who believe that homosexuality is a sin. However, what I will say is that I am not aware of faith communities in Bloomington Normal, even those that preach that homosexuality is a sin. I am not aware that any leadership in those churches would support violence. Certainly there is the attitude of hate the sin, love the sinner, which I do not subscribe to, and I think it's unhealthy as well and inaccurate in this case. But I do think that even those churches in this community are certainly not advocating violence in any way.
Interestingly enough, the father of the gunman early on said this action had nothing to do with religion, and maybe in a way it doesn't. In a sense, it has to do with hate. So using the term radical Islam, as Donald Trump does, may be focusing on the wrong idea. This type of violence is not about promoting Islam, is it? It's actually, in fact, a distortion of what the Islamic State faith stands for. But is it more about promoting a political agenda in your estimation than it is about promoting a radical Islamic point of view?
I think it's about promoting an agenda of hate. I think it's too soon to tell how strong this person's connections were to ISIS. But what I do know is that there is a heightened sense of anxiety around radical Islam in this country. And radical Islam is a very different thing from mainstream Islamic faith. And so what I have heard, and again, probably too soon to make any judgments, I have heard people close to this individual who have said that he was angry and fearful and hateful. And those things are traits that could be part of any religion. And so I think it's too soon to tell, but certainly radical Islam is nothing like the peace-living Muslims that I know in this community.
We have just a few seconds left to talk. Perhaps you can leave us with a prayerful thought. I know you told me earlier that you had been working on a meditation about tearing down walls and not building walls. Something prayerful to take away.
So certainly in the Christian faith, we are followers of the ways of Jesus. And one of the things I said a couple of weeks ago at the communion table was that when we build walls and close doors between us and other groups of people, the thing that we need to remember is that Jesus stands on the other side of that wall and on the other side of that door with people who are oppressed, marginalized, forgotten, and excluded. And so as Christians, we have a responsibility to tear down walls and open up doors to include absolutely everyone.
We've been talking with the Reverend Kelly Becker. She's with First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Bloomington. She's the coordinator of Not in Our Town's efforts for faith outreach. Thanks so much. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Judy Valente.